Welcome back, friends, to Moments from Moonberry Lake. I'm your host, Holly Varney, and in today's morning news, we have A Moment with Martha. Watching the Sprinkler. We all go over scenarios in our mind of things that have upset us. If you're not one of those people who replays the fumbles, fights, and frustration of life, well then, you're more highly evolved than 99% of us and should probably wear a t-shirt proclaiming it so we can spot you. Like a peacock walking down the sidewalk in New York City, you'd be a wonder to the rest of us. Growing up, my father would sit on a lawn chair in the backyard and watch the sprinkler water the grass after a particularly hard day at work. He'd stare at the thin cascade of water, waving back and forth while talking under his breath. After a bit, he'd move his chair and the sprinkler to a dry spot in the yard and then plop down again, still talking to himself. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but it was obvious there was quite a debate going on. When I asked my mother what he was doing, she said, "He's going over the problems at work. He's letting out what he wanted to say." I thought my father was crazy. Who talks to the sprinkler about everything that went wrong at work? After some time, he'd come in the house smiling, as if his little timeout had been strictly about his concern for lawn care. Much later, I realized my father was onto something back then. He was imparting a lesson, but sadly, it took me years to figure out. I made a lot of mistakes as a young bride, one of which was to hold on to grudges and let things stew. Like a good chili, if you add the right ingredients and leave it to bubble, the spices will create a heat on the tongue. Early in our marriage, I was a Texas chili. Having never been quick at coming up with responses that carried a bite during an argument, I looked at my husband and said, "I may not have a comeback now, but I'll have a doozy tomorrow morning." Sadly, my dear husband learned quickly that I am a woman of my word. I lay awake going over the argument, coming up with some real zingers, and then would want to pick up the fight right where we left off as soon as the sun was up. If you're shaking your head, so am I. Such a silly waste of time. Prolonging the fight made about as much sense as poking at a bruise, thinking it will help it to heal. My father knew much earlier than me that it's best to hold in snarky comments. He had the insight and discipline to release his responses when they did no harm. Anger and resentment didn't fester inside him. He set free whatever kept replaying in his head, free to fall on the lawn in front of him instead of the person across from him. At his retirement party, there was a long line of people waiting to thank him for his kind leadership. He was known by everyone right up to his death as only saying the nicest things. That is what people remember about him. I'm beginning to think that maybe highly evolved people aren't the ones who don't replay the frustrating scenarios in their mind, but are the ones who spend a lot of time watching their lawn sprinklers.